This episode of the God and Mental Health Podcast is brought to you by Happy Mammoth. So I have been talking to you all a lot in my podcast, as well as hearing on the ads that I've been really paying attention to a little TMI for a second, my cycle. I have also been talking to my clients so much who are women about the idea of cycle syncing, especially for my women between the ages of around 25 to 40, kind of when you're hitting that time frame where you're really starting to pay attention more to your body. And you know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before my period. I am someone that when before the week before my period comes, I am just craving so many sweets and fried foods. And I'm just a little more tired. Sometimes I'm down and emotional. And now it's just easier for me to manage my PMS with estrogen control. And so I want to talk to you really quickly about this amazing product because it has significantly helped, especially as I've been paying a lot more attention to my mood swings. I've been tracking my mood throughout the month and just being a little bit more mindful on just how am I actually feeling. We as women, our hormones really, really do impact the way we feel. And so Happy Mammoth, they are a company that is science-backed, and they make products that are completely dedicated to ingredients that are proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it absolutely shows. I have loved using their products, and the biggest benefit is I just feel like myself again. And that's what women mention over and over in their reviews. In fact, there are over 17,000 reviews for their products. And so if you are interested in trying out these products, but also being able to manage some of those symptoms for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code THERAPY at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code THERAPY for 15% off today. Now, let's get back to the show.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
The Therapy is a Christian podcast is all things mental health and Christ. We specifically talk about how mental health and God are merged together to foster growth, healing, and making mental health a normal conversation. I'm your host, Rosin Renee, and welcome to the show. This episode of the Therapy is a Christian podcast is brought to you by the Help Me Find a Therapist webinar. Are you someone that has been listening to this podcast and you definitely are ready to take the step in looking for a therapist? Are you someone that is interested in finding an African-American therapist, maybe of a Christian therapist, and don't know where to start? I've got you covered, girl. Let's cut out the Google searches and let me help you find a therapist that's right for you. So in this webinar, I'll share with you how you can find a therapist that's just right for you. This webinar will cover how you can find a therapist in your area. Maybe you want to find a therapist that's virtual, low cost options, how to find a therapist, maybe with or without insurance. I'll also cover specifically all of the websites you can utilize to be able to find an African American therapist and even a Christian therapist. So I promise you, I won't leave you hanging. That is not the only thing we're going to cover in this webinar. As a bonus, I also will include my consultation question ebook. So when you call a therapist, you know exactly what questions you need to ask, specifically even asking them questions about their faith, and if you can include that in your sessions. This ebook has all of the questions that you want to ask, as well as it'll give you the opportunity to really advocate for yourself for your mental health journey. If you're interested in starting therapy, definitely go to helpmefindatherapist.com. Again, that's helpmefindatherapist.com, or go to the link in the show notes. I cannot wait for you to start your mental health journey. Now, let's get back to the show. Hello and welcome. You are listening to the Therapy as a Christian podcast. I am your host, Rosa Renee, and welcome to another episode of the show. Happy May, y'all, or happy second week of May. I am super, super excited to be back in front of the microphone with y'all this week. Happy, happy Mental Health Awareness Month to you, sis. And I am so excited to be going into this week with y'all and going just really into this month. Talking about, again, one of my favorite topics in the entire world, mental health. And so with that being said, I wanted to come on here really quickly and just give you some really, really good tea. I mean, I'm pouring the Lipton with honey and sugar and lemon this episode because I really wanted to offer some education around mental health since we are in Mental Health Awareness Month. And so although there is still such a high stigma with mental health, adding another layer on stigma related to mental health for African Americans and adding on even another layer of stigma with mental health as it relates to Christians, I'm going to be really vulnerable with y'all. I really wanted to start off this month with the previous episode with my sister Felicia, if you have not heard, of how to build a relationship with God in a very authentic way, because I think what I loved about me and Felicia's episode was that it was very, very real. And to all my new listeners, hey girl, how you doing? I think that we don't realize how important it is to, you know, build a relationship with God, but build a relationship with God that is super authentic and honest and transparent. And so this month, I'm really going to paint a picture for y'all of the realness of what is really going on in our lives, because I know that we talk about faith. I know we talk about our beliefs. We talk about how wonderful God is, and He is so phenomenal. But I think I want to also paint the picture of truly some of the things that we as believers can struggle with, because I think that although we are Christians, we are believers, and we have faith, we don't talk about the things that we experience. We don't talk about the authentic things that we experience. And what does it look like to be mentally well? What does that even mean or look like? Why, as someone who might be struggling or going through some things, why am I as a Christian struggling? Like, why is that a thing? And so I want to talk about really mental health in a more educational way to offer you some insight on, yes, as Rosin talks about mental health and she says I should go to therapy, but like, why? And so I'm going to show you kind of some signs of what it can look like when you may be someone who is trying to navigate your mental health, and what are some things that you can do to really take care of that. I may share my story. I know I talk about my story all the time about, you know, me going to therapy because I was really, really dealing with anxiety. When I had got married, and the rush of my childhood just coming back to me and really not realizing how those things were just showing up on a day-to-day basis in my life.
But this episode isn't about that. I want to give y'all a baseline of what mental health is, what it looks like, and all of those things. So before we get started, definitely share this episode with someone who you know that is, you know, dealing with mental health challenges or might really just need to know. Like, let's just start some conversations. But additionally with that, also tag me on Instagram if you love this episode and leave a review on Apple iTunes. I love reading y'all's reviews. And it just also lets me know that I'm giving out some good tea. Okay, sis? Like, period. On period. So let's get into it. So Mental Health Awareness Month, what does that even look like? What does that mean? Why is that important? Why is it even a necessity for you to understand and know what Mental Health Awareness Month is? And I think that let's just start with it as a baseline. Like, what is mental health? So mental health includes our emotional, psychological, and social well-being. And when I say well-being, I'm talking about being mentally well, sis, in your emotional space, in your mind, in your life, in your relationships. And so with that being said, mental health affects how we think, feel, and act. It also determines how we handle stress, relate to others, and make choices. And I'm pulling a lot of this information from mentalhealth.gov. Mental health is important at every stage of life and for a child and adolescent through adulthood. But over the course of your life, you might be experiencing some type of mental health challenge, whether it's in your thinking, in your mood, in your behavior, and that can overall be affected. And so here are some factors that might contribute to your mental health problems. When I say this, I want to say this in a way to help you understand. Sometimes it's not trauma. Sometimes you might be having a mental health issue because of a transition in your life. You might have a mental health issue due to family history. You might have a mental health. And I'll give you a very big thing, sis. Mental health is so broad. It's like the biggest window I've ever seen because it ties to every area of our life, but it can be so broad. I'll give you just a little bit of a dime piece of how broad it is. So as a new mom, mental health is super important because as a new mom, there are so many days where I'm like, what is happening? Okay, girl, like, I don't even know what I'm doing. And so with having a baby, no one talks about the transition of having a baby, what it looks like to deal with postpartum depression or anxiety or the traumatic part of having a baby. There are so many women that I know, especially Black women who have experienced traumatic births. No one talks about that. Or, you know, having a baby super early, prematurely. No one talks about that and the mental health challenges that might weigh on a family. No one talks about what it looks like when you're trying to have a baby and you haven't had a baby. You see everybody having a child and how much anxiety and, you know, depression that may cause you and how traumatic that can be for someone. No one talks about, you know, what it looks like when you are just overall dealing with carrying a child and you're having to deal with so many factors in your life that may not be as positive. No one talks about these things. But also, here's another layer of it. And I say this to say because we serve a God that sees all of this and loves us and cares for us. And it feels at times that God is not there, but he is. And so, but in these faith spaces, we have to be able to start having these real conversations and stop shunning each other and saying, it's going to be fine. Just pray about it. And it's going to be fine. And just kind of this and just kind of that. And it's just not really like saying somebody sit and listen to me vent about why this is hard for me. Somebody sit and listen to me vent about why I feel like I can't pick myself up. Someone sit and listen to me vent when I say that I have been literally in the bed for a week because I just emotionally don't have the capacity to get out of it. And it's not a thing of we may struggle in our faith. This is why Jesus was taught about faith so much because it is the byproduct of our walk with Christ. But also the other thing is sometimes we have to have those real conversations. And so many factors that can contribute to your mental health problems could be biological factors, such as your genes or brain chemistry. There are people who literally have things, what we call in the mental health space, chemical imbalances, where they have to take medication to help with balances in their brain to be able to have the right hormones that produce, you know, the right amount so that they can be mentally well. There are people that take medication for their mental health. Okay, life experiences such as trauma or abuse. Okay, so trauma, like such a very big window to be able to address that you might have experienced trauma. We all experienced trauma last year in multiple layers, especially my Black people when dealing with, you know, racial discrimination. And so because of that, we're not noticing that this is impacting our well-being. What does it look like for you when you get on social media and you see another Black man get killed? What does that look like for you? How does it make you feel? What comes up for you? Those are the things we have to deal with. What does it look like as a mom that pretty much is a mom and a wife to boys and men? How are you handling this? So the biggest thing with this is having those conversations and really talking about this. You may also have mental health problems due to family history of mental health problems. You might have seen your mom growing up. And so there's this thought in your mind of this is normal. So this is what I have to deal with. You might have seen your mom growing up being in abusive relationships. So you don't only associate abuse as normalcy. And so with that being said, like these things are super important. But here's some early signs that I want to just paint out to you. And I love the fact that this website gave this list, and I'll link the website below. But you may not even know that you're experiencing this, but you may be experiencing one or more of the following feelings and behaviors that can be early signs to you. Okay. So eating or sleeping too much or too little. You might overeat. You might not eat enough. You might sleep a lot. You might not sleep too much. That can be a sign. Pulling away from people and usual activities. You might be somebody that has pulled away from a lot of people. We all have in the pandemic. We all have pulled away from our normal behavior, but also are you getting back into those things? Having lower nor energy, feeling numb or like nothing matters, feeling very apathetic towards a lot of things. I talked about last year how I was having some struggles with spiritual apathy and not really understanding why I felt so blah just in my walk with God. And like, why was it so challenging and what that looked like? There was a lack of connection there. And so what were, you know, feeling numb, that can really impact the way you feel and overall feeling mentally well. Having unexplained aches and pains, feeling helpless or hopeless. And when I talk about the aches and pains, I'm talking about like you're not really sure why your body and your back and your neck is so tense. And you might be stressed out and not know. Smoking, drinking, and using drugs more than usual. Feeling unusually confused, forgetful, on edge, angry, upset, worried, or scared, yelling or fighting with family and friends, experiencing severe mood swings that cause problems in relationships, having persistent thoughts and memories that you can't get out of your head, hearing voices or believing things that are not true, thinking of harming yourself or others, inability to perform daily tasks like taking care of your kids or getting to work or school. All of these things can be factors or signs that come up for you. And if one of these that I said is listed, you know, that's okay if you have to go seek help around this. But I also want to paint the picture of some signs that might be showing that you might have some positive mental health. And so positive mental health allows people to realize their full potential, cope with the stresses of life, work productively, make meaningful contributions to their communities. And really with all of this too, like if you are feeling that you're mentally well, if you are in the space where you are working through these things, and coping is so important because coping has a lot to do with the way that when stresses come, how we deal with them. And so some ways to maintain positive mental health could be getting professional help if you need it. And I'm going to add something in really quickly. If you are someone that is struggling to find a therapist, if you are someone that really needs help finding a therapist, if you have found a therapist and you don't really jive well with them, you need help finding someone. Since I got you, I created a whole webinar called Help Me Find a Therapist webinar. If you go to www.helpmefindatherapist.com, I basically walk you through the whole entire process in finding a therapist. This is for my people who live in New York. This is for my people who live in Cali. It's my people who live in Texas. My people who live in anywhere part of the USA. I want to help you. I want to take the whole Google process out of the picture for you, sis. I want to help you find it, help you find someone that is right for you, especially if you're Black, especially if you're Christian, because that is sometimes a struggle to find someone who is a Holy Ghost filled, spirit led Christian. And so with that being said, I also will give you in the webinar all the steps you need to find in paying for a therapist. If you have insurance, if you don't have insurance, if you need a low cost option, I walk you through everything you need to know when it comes to knowing what to look for on their profiles. I'll pull up profiles, read them out to you, pull out specific things that you need to look for in finding a therapist. How to look for a therapist when you have a specific issue. What might be something if you want to be virtual or if you want to be in person. I walk you through everything related to that because there are specific things related to mental health when finding a therapist that you have to go through in the sense of what you might be looking for. So for example, I'm in Tennessee. I can't see someone that's in New York. And I explain all of that in the webinar. And so with that being said, because I'm licensed in the state of Tennessee, I'm only able to see people in the state of Tennessee. Now, please don't flood my DMs and ask me my taking clients because I'm not. I'm not fully licensed fully yet, sis. I got you as soon as I get licensed. But in saying that to say, I'm not able to see somebody that's in New York. And so I wanted to provide this webinar for all of my people that are in other states so that you can be able to find someone that's right for you for free. Additionally, what I'm adding into the webinar is I'm giving you an entire ebook called the Consultation Ebook.
This episode of the Therapy is a Christian podcast is brought to you by Christ Couch. Hey, girl. So if you're not familiar with Christ Couch, let me tell you all about it. So every single Monday, I send an email to my email list that is filled with so much information, so much value every single Monday. And I love to call it Christ Couch. Christ Couch is a place where we discuss countless topics, gather together as girlfriends, and share our daily walk through life, all while uplifting one another. Over time, I have been able to learn that Christ allows us to experience his goodness and true vulnerability through relationships. So let's take a seat and share it all on the couch. In this Monday email that you'll receive every single Monday from me at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, you'll get a full-on devotional and prayer, a little Motivation Monday, I like to call it, where you get to start the week off with a little motivation, and a weekly mental health tip that you can weekly and very easily add to your life. So if you're interested in Christ Couch, definitely go to the link in my show notes. Completely free to you. You'll get an email every single Monday from me. And I cannot wait to share with you all the amazing things on the couch. Now, let's get back to the show.
So basically, when you call a therapist and make an appointment, you may want to ask a bunch of questions, but don't know what to ask. And so in the webinar, additionally, as a little freebie, I'm adding in the ebook. If you purchase, you'll be able to get this ebook and have over 10 questions that you can ask the therapist you call when you call to make a consultation. And that's only if you get the webinar. So I made that specifically for you, especially if you are someone that wants to ask questions about faith. And if that therapist includes faith into their sessions, I wanted to add that in there for you. So definitely, definitely, definitely go to helpmefindatherapist.com to be able to get access to the webinar and be able to purchase it. So I'm leaving that there for you if you are someone that wants to get help. And other ways that you can maintain positive mental health is connecting with others. Getting connected with people is super important. Staying positive, speaking well over your life, maintaining good physical activity, helping other people, getting enough sleep, having good ways to cope. And so all of these things are super important when it comes to us wanting to learn how to maintain our mental health, but also take care of our mental health. And so, you know, y'all, I talk about my story all the time when I said part of the reason I started this podcast was because about 3 years ago, I was telling God, I said, God, I know I'm not the only Christian that's struggling with mental health. I know I'm not the only Christian that's struggling with anxiety. And part of my reason in saying that to say was at the time when I was going through that, there wasn't a lot of conversation of Jesus in therapy. That was over 3 years ago. There wasn't any conversation that I can think of where it was talking about you can have Jesus and a therapist. There was really just go to therapy, but nobody really in the faith space talked about it. And I'm so thankful that we're now in a time where more people are talking about it. If you are someone that has a voice, a story, a survival story of abuse or anything related to mental health, please, sis, share it. You have no idea, and I'm saying this so close to the mic, you have no idea how many people out there that are struggling, who are Christians, who do not know that God cares about these things. God cares about why you're feeling down on yourself. He cares about you so much in that to say that he presses on me to do this podcast all the time, and not press on me in a way that feels like heavy, but more so like feeling his heart. Like, I feel so happy when I hear y'all say, I went to seek a therapist. I'm getting better. I'm at this place where I'm doing what I'm doing better because I went to take care of myself and prioritize myself. Like, these things matter, even down to the point of if you are feeling suicidal, go seek help. Like, I don't say, and this podcast does not replace that, but like, go seek help. Like, go and speak to somebody. Share what you're going through with somebody. I'll leave in the comments the suicide 1-800 number. So if you are someone that's struggling and needs that help, like, call someone, call them. And so it's super important that we take advantage of these things because we need them. It's not just a thing of saying, oh, you know, mental health is cool, but like, mental health is real. Like, it's our lifeline at times. And so knowing that we have this faith in God, knowing that we love God, we sometimes just need some help to be mentally well. Like, you can love God and also not be mentally well. And so with that being said, I just wanted to offer, you know, a little brief overview of what mental health can look like practically, but also let y'all know that you're not alone. Okay. We're all in this together and we're all learning this together. So this episode was helpful. It's a very short episode this week, but I really wanted to just offer just a quick overview of this. I'll talk about in the next coming weeks of what this can look like even more in detail of like depression, anxiety, grief, trauma, and how these things can come up and how they can look. If you are someone that really wants to have a question answered, please, please, please send me a DM or send me an email to therapyisachristian@gmail.com. I'll make sure to put that in the show notes as well. You can send me an email and I can answer your question on the podcast for this month. Happy May, happy Mental Health Awareness Month. I love y'all so much and I'll talk to you soon.